Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened, your tray table is in an upright and locked position, and that you are ready to get weird and think different. Please prepare for takeoff. Today is Wednesday. It is July 28th, and we're back with another episode of Destination Different. We got no guest today. No guest, just me, myself, and a microphone in a Courtyard Marriott somewhere in downtown Houston, Texas. No guest because I am in the middle of a 12 to 13 day work road trip. I left Boston. I went to Phoenix. I went from Phoenix to Austin. I went from Austin to Houston, where I am right now. I am heading from Houston to Vegas for a few days. And then I am finally heading from Vegas back home to Boston. And I have no reason to complain. I have absolutely no reason to complain about this road trip. Sure, you know, do I want to be in Phoenix, Texas, and Vegas in late July when it's 105 degrees every single day in all of those places? It's not ideal, but all beautiful, all I've never been to. So it's a nice little adventure on the company tap. And I don't know if I've ever actually even talked about this on the show, but I wanted to use this episode a little bit with no guests to just talk about what it has been like managing a full-time job with this podcast as a side piece, side hustle, because it's not easy. And most of the guests that I've had on the show, they also are not doing their creative pursuit. They're not doing their business. A lot of these things are not full-time for anyone. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about like how I've managed that, what it's like, what are some of the tough things, and how I find time to make time for my podcast for Destination Different. So my day job is I am the communications manager for Angry Orchard Hard Cider. I run our social media. I do all of our creative advertising. I do our partnerships. Anything that is sort of a outward facing message that comes from the Angry Orchard brand, in some way, shape, or form, I have had my hands in it. It's a very fun job. It is a very, very, very fun job. I'm very lucky to have the job that I have. It is, I think, a perfect use of my skill set, of what I like to do, of what I'm good at. It is a great group of people that I get to work with on a day-to-day basis. It is a pretty fun thing to market alcohol, I will say. I've worked on banks. I've worked on insurance. I've worked on healthcare in past lives. And trying to market alcohol is by far and away the most fun thing to do. So I love my job. On this road trip, I am literally gallivanting across the country, going to watch Gold Cup soccer games. Again, getting paid to do all of this, to capture content, to represent the brand at these different events. It is a great, great, great gig. I am very lucky. I have learned a ton. It is an amazing place to work. But it is a lot of work. It is a lot of not just time spent working, but just constantly being, it's one of those things where you're constantly on, you're constantly thinking about what's next, your, you know, social media, you're constantly checking the brand feeds, you're constantly thinking of new content, and it is a 100% of my mind share at all times. And so as a result of that, it is at times difficult to make room for Destination Different, not just in the hours of the day, but literally space in my mind to think about, oh, this would be a creative idea for Destination Different, or this would be a great guest to get on. I should reach out to them, or this is a strategy that I want to start implementing for the visual look and feel of the brand Destination Different. All of those things are things that I do in my day job, but struggle to find the brain time and the physical time to actually go out and do them for Destination Different. And I don't know if I have a solution for how to do that, for how to get better at that, but it is a difficult thing for me to compartmentalize. I get to the end of a workday and I've been on social media all day. I've been trying to come up with ideas all day. I have been mentally tuned on for 12, 13, 15 hours. And then there's times where I have to flip the switch and say, oh, I got to go do an interview, or, oh, I got to start building content to share out on Destination Different to continue to try and grow this brand. And so it's not easy. It's not easy. And I'm sure other people who have been on this show, other people who listen to this show, who have side hustles, who have businesses that they want to start, finding the time in the day and also in your mind to make that thing grow, to make it great, is probably the toughest part about getting any sort of creative endeavor, any business off the ground. And having a new job, having this job, I've been in this role now almost as long as the podcast. I literally, I think, launched the podcast September of 2019, and I started this job in October of 2019. It has made me greatly realize that I was unemployed by choice for just about a year prior to taking this job at Angry Orchard. And I wouldn't say I accomplished nothing, but I was certainly not using my days to the best of my ability. I had all the time in the world. I did not start this podcast. I did not write a ton of content. I did not create nearly as much as I thought I would with all the free time in the world. And so now that I have limited time, it's really forced me to try and, pick my spots of where I can still create. So one of my biggest goals, one of my biggest things is trying to figure out each week, trying to do my best to make sure that I have a guest on each week's show. If at the very least I dedicate 2 hours a week to the podcast where I am reaching out to guests, coordinating times, doing an interview for an hour, doing prep for probably 45 minutes to an hour. Maybe I'm over 2 hours already at this point, but editing, all that stuff, some social media. Maybe I'm spending 3 hours a week right now on the podcast. That's probably fair. 3 hours a week thinking about Destination Different. Now, if I was spending 10 hours a week, how, is that 10xing the reach, the impact, the listener numbers of the podcast? I don't know. But there is something to be said for trying to find brain space and physical time to dedicate to a side hustle. And I think, you see a lot of these people who are uber successful. It's waking up at 4 a.m. and spending the hours before your day gets crazy on the thing that you love to do. Or it's staying up from 9 to 1 in the morning and doing the thing on the side. I talked to Danny Healy, who is the founder of The Morning Blitz, a few weeks ago. That was exactly what he said. He worked for 2-3 years where he's working a trade desk, he's working at ESPN, and he's working these full days. And then from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., that was when he was working on The Morning Blitz. So these people that are incredibly successful in what they do with their side hustles, I think have to, get creative about finding ways to make time for growing their little side piece. So I don't know if I have much more to add other than just wanted to speak to the fact that it's a challenge. Growing something on the side, whatever that might be for you, is not easy. And if I've learned anything in the last nearly 2 years of doing this podcast, it's that time is your most valuable resource, both from hours in the day and from finding clear thinking space, time to focus on one thing, and that being your side hustle, or that being your full-time job, making space and clear pathways for you to think about what it is that, you're trying to accomplish is the most important thing in anybody's world. And so that's all I have on this episode for today. I love my day job. I love doing Destination Different. I hope someday that, I could turn this podcast into a full-time profession where I can dedicate all of my brain space to growing it, to finding more ways to help people, to talking to more interesting people. But for now, I have to be creative about finding space and time to make the podcast better and to continue to grow it. So if anybody has any thoughts, any ideas, any, you know, wants to lend a hand to helping to grow this podcast, I am by all means all ears. I've been looking into potentially hiring a couple of college interns. That could maybe be an option to allow me the freedom to be creative while having a couple other people to help me execute some of the day-to-day stuff that goes into the podcast. That could be a way to do it, you know, outsourcing some of the things that go into running the podcast. So who knows? If you have thoughts, if you have suggestions, I am all ears, because I think this is probably one of the most important things in being a creative, in running a business. It is making the time to be creative, to actually focus on your business. Do I have anything else? Do I have anything else to say? I don't think so. I think that's it. I'm wrapping up this road trip. I will be back in Boston next week. I cannot wait to sleep in my own bed again. As much fun as it is being on the road, I am very much looking forward to chilling out, getting a few days to just kick my feet up and relax. We will be back again next week. There's no rest for the weary. I've got an interview scheduled. 7 a.m. flight out of Vegas, lands in Boston at 3 p.m. We're doing an interview next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. That is all part of this glorious thing of having a podcast. So I hope you tune in next week, next Wednesday, for another episode of Destination Different. Until then, stay weird.
Superpowers. We fell in love for just a couple hours. I can't tell the difference between what's fake and what's been missing. Often I'm misunderstood, so I'm looking for a better me. This is your love song, baby. I hope that you know the words.